Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
better people
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make us
better people
all around. And it would. We went from radio to TV. Now we're going from LP to CD. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah,
I can help you with the brand new technology. You can help me with the age old philosophy. Together, there's so much we can do.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. That song makes me so happy, and it makes me happy because the communication is what we need in every area of our life. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to first of all do my little housework. And as you know, every time we get together, I want you to relax so that you can actually feed off of what we're talking about. But if you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number, 324-5730. Area code 347-324-5730. Well, you know our regular, I ask you to get a cup of coffee, a glass of water, tea, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 26, 27 minutes. I'd like to say also we have Valentine's coming up, and I pray that God has blessed you with somebody that's going to love you and have an amazing time. As you know, we have our own Dr. Phil, and our little tag for today, we led off with the title of her book, which is The Faith of a Pastor's Wife, Surviving in Ministry Yet Remaining in Love with God and His People. And to be perfectly honest with you, that is not just a task. It's got to be something that you do that's not ahead, from your head. It's got to be from your heart. I see that I have my co-hosts here, and we have our guests both ready to roll. So what I'm going to do, instead of wasting any time today, we're going to jump in. Lady Kathy, how are you there? Good morning, good morning.
I am here. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm so excited. I've been excited about this all week anyway, because anytime we all get together, it's such a great impact, and the sharing that we do, many are gleaning from it, and we talked about it before. A lot of them don't have the option of calling in, or they don't call in, but I can see the numbers, and I'm so excited that they're going to be able to hear today from, first of all, Lady Judith Hilton, who's going to be with us. That's our personal First Ladies Blog Talk. She's our Dr. Phil. Now, you have all the questions still, so we're going to have you prepare the questions, but we're going to start where we were last time. I'm going to click in on our guest for today, our own doctor. She's our doctor. and this is Judith Hilton. And as I said, she has a book that she can actually get that she has written that's absolutely amazing. The book is called The Faith of the Pastor's Wife, Surviving in Ministry, Yet Remaining in Love with God and His People. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning. Good morning, Susan Lynn, and good morning, Kathy. How are you both doing?
Good morning.
Amazing.
I'm
waiting
doing
for today.
Well.
Great.
Yes. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump in, and Lady Kathy, I'm going to let you pose the question, and we're going to keep going, and some of the questions that the ladies have sent to us, and as a matter of fact, Judith, they will be coming on the line with us starting on your next time on with us towards the end of the month. A couple of them said, you know, it was a little short notice, but they're ready for the next time you're on. So, Lady Kathy, I'm turning it over to you. Good morning. Go for it.
Good morning, Judith. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show again today. We're so excited about the next dimension that we are in. And I, this is my question. I have, I'm going to go off the title of your book because I find it to be very interesting. And can you explain what the faith of a pastor's wife means?
Okay, first of all, I've often thought about the fact that no matter what we do as individual, as Christians, our faith is very important. Whether we're married or single or, you know, divorced, whatever status we are as women, as human beings, that our faith is what forms us. And I felt that as a pastor's wife, if my faith is weak, if my faith or the belief system that I have in God, because I'm talking about the faith in God, a belief in God, if it's not strong or it's not growing, then I'm not going to be able to survive. And that's why I says the faith of the pastor's wife, surviving in ministry, yet remaining in love with God and his people. So that's pretty much the faith is the trust. And I like that word more than anything else, the trust in God.
Yes.
My trust, my belief, you know, my confidence in God. And that has to be the defining, defines who I am. My faith in God is the most important. My trust in God, my confidence in God is the most important. Should be, whether I'm a pastor's wife or just a child of God. Very, very important that that's wrong.
That is a mouthful right there.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's the three things that I took as a point just then was faith, confidence, and trust. What do we do? What is it that, you know, how do we help with those that are married or have been married? And I have had one person I've been speaking to recently, and she said she would be listening, but she wouldn't be able to call in. Her question was, you go into the marriage with the confidence, your faith, and your trust in God, and you are shot down. She was shot down by her husband, basically, that her faith moved, I mean, that she had no power. That was the word. She had no power. How does she regain her strength and not be so angry?
Okay, a very good question. The thing is that it's not her husband that's truly defining her faith, because we can, even your husbands, they're not perfect, even though they're pastors. They are, sometimes they walk in the flesh too, you know, and so they're not always going to be saying the things that they should say to us as wives, and they're not always going to be, you know, giving the right perspective. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But that particular, I would say that she knows her love for the Lord. And if it needs to be growing, and we all need to be growing, including her husband, I think it's very important for her to understand that it's not his faith, it's my faith. And sometimes we do say that husband's faith is strong, and that's all that's important, and I don't spend that quality time alone with God for myself. Now, I think that it's very important that woman or that pastor's wife, you know, spend that quality time with God and build her a relationship with him, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it will spill over, hopefully, it will spill over to her husband, because she's going to follow what God says. Even if the husband is critical or judgmental or saying, well, your faith is strong as mine, then because of the faith that she has in the Lord, that, you know, the Bible says, let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. Scriptures in Proverbs. So, you know, not that she's seeking accolades from her husband, but it's important that, you know, every wife or pastor's wife wants to know that their husband feels that their faith is strong. Now, if she feels that she's angry because of what he said, let my husband know what I feel. I feel like when you said this, it really did hurt me. Instead of saying, I feel like, you know, when you said this, this made me feel inadequate or whatever they say. I'm so angry with you right now. You made me,
right.
And you made me. You made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I feel that when you said this, it made me feel very angry. And what did you mean by that? And then for the spouse a chance to clarify. Why did you say specifically? And so, you know, so that would be the first approach I would take from that. But I think it's very important that, and that's why this book, that every pastor's wife has to build their own relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's no way, I can tell you this, ladies, no way you're going to survive as a pastor's wife if you don't have a one-on-one personalized relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. No way.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's a real profound answer to that. As a matter of fact, she said thank you in big in capitals. I'm looking at her texting me at the same time. Well, Lady Kathy, go ahead. I'm going to let you continue. This is amazing. This is something that everybody needs. And you know, you may know this inside of yourself, but when you hear it from another voice and or another person that affirms and confirms. It a lot of times what happens is it brings you back into where you need to be. Go ahead, Lady Kathy.
Yes.
Beautiful.
There's another one that was submitted, Judith, and the question is submissive versus doormat. How do you have it balanced?
Yes, that's a big controversial topic, and this, ladies, this depends on what denomination or organization, that religious organization that you're a part of. Now, in my situation, it's not necessarily a thing that they support, or they sometimes will say that women have to have their own individuality, they're their own person, and they don't have to necessarily submit to their husband. If I'm understanding, I'm going to talk in the relationship to the husband and then even to the church, because you can be submissive to the authority of the church, and you can also be a doormat to the authority of the church. I remember one person making this comment and saying, oh, maybe we need to define the role of the pastor's wife. And my husband immediately said, I'm sorry, excuse me, but you didn't hire my wife, you hired me. And
I love it.
So, you know, when he told me about that, I was like, wow. I said, but you know, it's like anything was going on to say about her, but they just wanted to find out how do you, because every pastor's wife is so different. Now, some pastors will submit to anything because if their husband is the head, which was the Bible teaching, but it also talks about dual submission. So, if the wife is submitting to the husband, and the husband is not himself submitting to his wife, then I would say that could be a problematic situation, because there's no way in scripture clearly to submit to your husband. But also, before it even says that, it says, it says, wife submit to your husband, but it also says, husband, love your wife.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even if Christ would love the church.
That's right. It is Christ of love the church. So any husband who loves his wife as his own body and loves his wife as Christ loves the church, that woman is going to automatically yield as the one willing to be along with him and want to support him and want to come alongside him, because she knows that because he loves her, he's not going to do anything to harm her. So I think that piece is, you know, kind of clearly stated in the scripture. Now, if a husband is allowing, disrespecting his wife, talking down to her, making her feel like she's not important and not elevating her in the eyes of the church too, because sometimes that happens, where the husband just acts as if the wife is not, she's not as important to the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is important, but not his wife. And that, I would say to that husband, and I've spoken to pastors' husbands before, and be careful that you make sure that she's not looked down on in this congregation. She's not treated with disrespect, and she's not dishonored. Because if she's hurting, you should also be hurting, and because she's your one flesh. And so, if there's something going on that you feel like like you in any way are making is, you know, making her feel like she's not important, she's not valued, then I think that's where the I'll feel like she's a doormat, like she's just there for to meet his every need. Then that's mm-hmm. not healthy, and your ministry is going to be hindered, your preaching is going to be hindered, because the Bible clearly says that. That you need to
you
take care. Of
yeah.
Yes, you need to take care. And now the other piece is that you have some pastors' wives and some women who are very domineering, and
mm-hmm.
so that's where we need to have the balance. If you're a wife that's controlling, you try to dictate everything that your husband, you know, should be doing. Now you need to do this. You need to let them know this is what I think, or this is what, you know, you think as a pastor, the head pastor, you tell them what they need to do. And, you know, if it's that kind of a behavior, then that's when sometimes I think that even in the scripture, I think Paul said, women, you need to be silent. And the only reason why he said that was because the women were speaking out of turn, that they needed to put a bridle on their tongue. And sometimes as women, we do need to do that. Sometimes we can get very controlling.
Exactly.
You know, we women, we get a little bit carried away with our demands. And so as long as we're checking in with God, Lord, I want to say this to my husband. I know it's probably going to make him feel upset, or it's probably going to make him feel, you know, I'm trying to tell him what to do. But help me to have wisdom in how to approach him. I would say, honey, I really feel at this time that I do not want to be involved in this particular ministry. Or, honey, I really feel right now that you need to really have wisdom in how you're relating to this other woman. Or, I think you need to be have wisdom, honey, in how you're making certain decisions. You know, and just things like that. And it's just more of a charge or a challenge. Like, you know, it's almost like Jethro when he came to speak to Moses.
Right.
And telling him, you know, you need to slow down. You need to, you know, delegate. Because sometimes our husbands, they work themselves to a frazzle.
Exactly.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to come up and telling him, honey, you're working too much. Jethro said, you know, Moses, you need to divide. You need to delegate. And sometimes wives would come and say that. And what I read in the scripture, even this morning, it said, and Moses did what his father-in-law said. And I said,
right.
Wow. You know, he listened to his father-in-law. So I'm saying, sometimes, what is about Jethro that approached him? You know, maybe he's an older man and he's a man of wisdom. But I think the way we approach our husbands, and I do that sometimes, you know, I don't necessarily come in the right with the right language, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Language, how I speak or I communicate with. And I said, honey, I really believe that you need to slow down. You are going, burning the candle at both ends. So when I say that,
right.
If I say it in a way like I'm dictating to him, I come across like I'm attacking. He's usually defensive. And so I have to try to change my language in order for it to really work. So, yeah, there's definitely an issue there with dominance and submission and being a doormat. But no wife should be a doormat. And no wife should be too domineering. And no wife, and you have to be submissive, but it has to be dual submission. I really believe that. That's what
that's the saying. Word. Dual submission. That's like the nail on the head. Oh my goodness. Dual. Say that one more time.
Dual submission.
Dual submission. That's beautiful. The other thing I was sitting here while you were talking too, as I was thinking, you know, when we hear the words back, everything that you're saying, basically, you're saying it in a different way. We've heard it before, but it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to put your ear to the wall and really hear, and it echoes. And what you just said was such an echo. That's why we can be quiet and accept it. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and the one thing that we want to bring is wisdom. I mean, the Bible says if you want to get one thing, get wisdom. Get the wisdom,
yes.
Godly wisdom. And I'd like for you to speak to that. The difference in wisdom versus godly wisdom.
Okay. Wisdom of the world is foolishness.
I'm
it's foolishness. it's amazing because it's funny that you're asking that question because one of the things we were just doing the book of Job in one of my husband's classes that he's teaching, and he was talking about when these men came to Job and his friends, and they were talking out of the flesh. A lot of them were talking out of the flesh. You know, they thought they were so wise in what they were saying. And then God steps in, and then he starts speaking about, you know, who designed the clouds? Who made the sun? You know, who made, it was just amazing the things that God said. And when I read in Proverbs, one of the things I've always said as a woman of God, I believe it's so important that godly wisdom comes from knowing God and knowing the word. That's how you're going to be wise. Godly wisdom comes from knowing God and knowing God's word. If you read, I read a psalm every day. Something that I do. Not a psalm, a proverb rather. A proverb every day. There's like you can read a whole month. Start from one right down to probably 30 and finish the book of Psalms, Proverbs. And the thing is, that book is loaded. And if you really want wisdom, read that, meditate on it, feast on it. Because he said she cries out. Mm-hmm. That's what God believes in. She cries out. Mm. And he talks about the woman of God can be even led astray, like the constant dripping of a rain, you know, like a nagging wife, you know, so you know you don't want to keep your husband. Many places about. And then he talks about the man and what they need to do. Stay away from the woman who lures him. You know, so many, your children, that they need to respect and honor their parents, you know. And so I believe that if it's one thing that we all need, especially, is godly wisdom. And the only way we're going to become wise, not in our own eyes, but in the eyes of others too, is when we spend time, quality time in the Word of God. If you're around anybody who's a Christian, and you see them open their mouth, and you know they're the Bible says, slow to speak. You know, the person who comes out says nothing, and then all of a sudden they open their mouth, and you just hear wisdom pouring out of them, and you say, wow, the person doesn't have a lot of words. When they speak, it's right. And
absolutely.
That's how even the pastor's wife, you have to be. You don't speak every time you get an opportunity to speak. You speak because, the Bible says a man with too many words is not free from sin. So we have to desire it. The Bible says you desire wisdom, godly wisdom, more than your very food. You know, hunger. You thirst after it because it's righteousness. Wisdom is also righteousness. You don't say things that you say. You don't do things that you shouldn't do. No, you're not going to be perfect because Solomon had all this wisdom. Look what happened to him. But he learned a lot of things. He learned a lot of things that we could glean from. So I would encourage every pastor, every pastor's wife, every woman in ministry to spend some quality time in the book of Proverbs. And I'm telling you, you will literally transform and change your whole perspective on life and how you handle yourself, even as a pastor's wife, in the ministry. It really will make a difference if you have God.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely amazing. The one thing, and one of my favorite things to do, is I do a psalm and then I do a proverb, and I go through those. But the one thing you said that was very, very important, because people get so busy, and you get so busy that you a lot of times you don't get into your Bible. But you said something that everyone can take from here. You said a word that was the wisdom that came out of your mouth just then. You said that every day you get up and you do one psalm. If you do one a day for 30 days, and that's not doesn't take you long. You've read the whole
Proverbs,
book.
Proverbs.
Well, Proverbs or Psalms, whichever. But you were saying the Proverbs. That you finished the book of Proverbs. That is simply amazing. I mean, that was words of wisdom because it's the little things and the little words, little fleeting words that can be like, I never would have thought of it like that. And that's why we have you on the show. I thank you, each and every person that has the time. I'm looking. Now I'm getting texts again. But the thing is that
the reason we have this show is because there's wisdom, godly women that have words that can actually be food to your very spirit right now, but it'll also carry over throughout the day for the month. I want to go back on one thing. I want you guys to know the book is called The Faith of the Pastor's Wife, Surviving in Ministry and Yet Remaining in Love with God and His People. You can purchase this book on Amazon, and you should support her ministry because if she is coming to do this for us, she's not charging us to do this. We charge it to our heart, each one of us. We're not being paid, per se, to do this, but we're being paid. So I say to you, I'm going to let you close us with some words of wisdom. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30, just for you, just for your questions, just for your answers, just for the ministry, to minister to you individually and also collectively. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank our sponsors first, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. If you'd like to call, it's 24 hours. You get a human being, 702-683-6373. And then Destined for Glory Ministries, which is Pastor Tony Howard, and our co-host, Lady Kathy Howard. But we're going to close out today with one specific thing, and that is from Lady Judith. I'd like you to leave us with some words of wisdom as we close in this last 2 minutes of the show. And again, she will be on I think it's the 27th, if I'm sure, if I'm
She'll
not
be back
sure in front of
us on
me.
The 27th, yes.
The 27th, 10 a.m. to 10:30. She's coming in twice a month to make sure that we have what we need. I'm going to turn it over to you, Judith, and I'm going to let you say the title of your book. Letting them know that they can purchase it on Amazon, hello, and be able to have it delivered to your house. You don't even have to go to the store. So, lady, I'm going to let you go ahead and, Judith, please.
Yes. I just wanted to say that one of the scriptures that I memorize is, wisdom is better than weapons of war.
Hmm.
And so as a pastor's wife, if you can glean from that and hold on to that, no matter what you're going through, that wisdom is better than weapons of warfare. If you're facing challenges today, just know that the Lord has given you wisdom. He's already given it to you. Just walk in it. Keep praying and hungering even for more of it, and God will really help you fight this battle and the challenges you face in ministry. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, this has been very enlightening. I thank you, and Lady Kathy, I thank you for you just being here as well. Again, this is First Lady Blog Talk Radio. We will have Judith back with us on the 27th of this month. She's going to always come in twice a month with us, and she's agreed to do so. And with the blessing of her husband, she did do the first thing by getting the blessing of her husband. That's why the words are all so powerful, because where two or more gathered, God is totally in the midst. I want to thank you for joining us. The book is called The Faith of the Pastor's Wife, Surviving in Ministry, Yet Remaining in Love with God and His People. This book is not just for First Ladies. Everybody can read this. It will be a roadmap of wisdom in your life. Thank you for joining us today. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Have an amazing day and stay blessed. Get in your book of Proverbs, and where there is love, there we are. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.